I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's Nacho Mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Five. Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Maniacs. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here on the eastern part of the good old U.S. of A, tough guy, which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me over at mike@90%.com. And as always, I'm joined by the man who's been here from day one, DDP Yoga web guru, keeping things running smoothly on the show tonight, Mr. Robert McLaren. Robert, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just another week, you know?
I hear you, man. Always busy. Always got something to do. And also, I am joined by DDP Yoga, uber success story, blogger, and author of her own memoir / clean eating / cookbook, available at StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com. Cheap plug right there. It's Miss Stacy Morris. Hello, Stacy. Yeah.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this week?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited about the show tonight. We have an amazing show tonight, and we are going to be welcoming a man who anyone who is a wrestling fan knows the name Stevie Richards. You may know he's had a lengthy career taking the bumps and riding the miles of the road of a nearly 25-year wrestling career. Tonight we find out all about Stevie Richards, who has felt the changing effects from DDP Yoga and now is a certified instructor, and he's on his way heading to Atlanta to work with Dallas and the DDP Yoga team specifically. Stevie is on DDP Radio tonight, so stick around. We'll have Stevie Richards in just a minute. But real quick, want to run down the DDP Yoga workshop schedule as Diamond Dallas Page himself is hitting the road to bring DDP Yoga to all you crazy DDP Yoga warriors out there. So here we go. DDP Yoga workshops with Diamond Dallas Page are coming to the following cities: Knoxville, Tennessee, on November 8th, 2014. If you're in the Knoxville area, I know Nolan Bobbitt's going to be over there, my boy Nolan. New York City, January 9th, 2015. The NYC welcomes DDP. Newport, Rhode Island, on January 11th, 2015. And LaSalle, Illinois, on March 21st, 2015. Of course, the DDP Yoga Retreat is going to be in July and October of this year. It's a two-part retreat. It's so nice, we had to do it twice. July 17th through the 23rd. And October 16th through the 22nd. For more information on the DDP Yoga Retreat, check out ddpyogaretreat.com. Or for more information on the DDP Yoga workshops and to see Paige's full schedule, head on over to the hub of the DDP Yoga universe over at ddpyoga.com. Robert, I know Stevie's going to be calling in just a few minutes, so mm-hmm. if you want to let me know when he's on the line, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But Stacy, how was your week?
My week's been going pretty well. I am, you know, busy with, I might have shamelessly plugged this, but I do health coaching one-on-one now with people. And I'm getting ready for my first book signing, which I'm really excited about. So if anyone's going to be in the upstate New York area, I'm going to be at the Chronicle Book Fair in Glens Falls, New York, on Sunday, and I'm also going to be speaking. I'm nervous as hell, but, you know, I don't back away from challenges anymore.
Oh, awesome. Good for you. And this book has been an exciting journey for you. And just another exciting stop on the road for Stacey Morris. And real quick, wanted to bring this up. Speaking of Stacey Morris, for your 50th birthday, we did that big celebration of your life with the 50 Diamond Cutter salutes. And you have chosen a winner. The winner will go away with a signed copy of Stacey Morris's book, Clean Comfort, available at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com, as well as a DDP Yoga t-shirt. And Stacey, you want to reveal the winner?
Yeah, I wish I could have picked them all, but I went with Josh McAdoo, and I'm not going to say he cheated, but he threw in his incredibly adorable daughter into the video, who did some diamond cutters also. So, and it was just a beautifully shot video with the Alaska wilderness in the background, and I think there might have been a grizzly bear catching salmon, you know, but it was just a really well-done video, but they all were. And I just thank everyone for celebrating my birthday that way. It meant a lot to me.
Awesome. Congratulations to Josh McAdoo, the ass-kicking Alaskan over there in Alaska. Well-deserved. He's a hard-working kid, and he's a good guy. Just finished his DDP Yoga certification. And congratulations to Josh McAdoo. You're going away with a copy of Stacey Morris Clean Comfort, available at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. As well as a DDP Yoga t-shirt. So get your information to Stacey and Robert as soon as you can, man. Speaking of certified DDP Yoga instructors, we have a very special certified DDP Yoga instructor on the air in just a few minutes, Dancing Stevie Richards, Big Stevie Cool. Long wrestling career for him, and he's now taken his passion for the pro wrestling ring into the DDP Yoga world. We're going to be talking to him real soon as he calls in. So we're waiting for Stevie. And Robert, how was your week, man?
Busy. You know, we're adding a bunch of new stuff to the website. We're adding some new apparel in probably the next week or so. You know, there's pretty much a constant upgrades for any of our sites. So there's almost always something new to see. Like, we just added a updated part of DDP Yoga certification today, and you know, we've been working on getting the new apparel up there. We've taken all kinds of new product shots and all kinds of cool stuff. So we actually have some new products coming as well. So those are going to be really cool.
And we can't talk about DDP Yoga without talking about the groundbreaking ceremony today with the DDP Yoga Performance Center breaking ground in, I can never pronounce it, Smyrna? Is that how you pronounce it? Georgia?
Smyrna.
Smyrna, yeah, there we go. The DDP Yoga Performance Center breaking ground, and that's going to be a state-of-the-art, like, game-changing facility that Dallas and everyone has planned down there in Georgia. It's going to be huge. It's going to be top of the line, and it's going to be a big part of the DDP Yoga app. Yeah, absolutely. But we're going to change gears right now. I got a message from Robert saying we have our guest of the evening on right now. So real quick, I want to introduce him. Excited to introduce our guest this week. There are many big name stars in the wrestling world who enjoy the merits of DDP Yoga lifestyle, but none so far has gone to that next step to not only do DDP Yoga, but teach DDP Yoga. He's a huge star in the wrestling business. He's worked for every top company there is to work for in his nearly 25-year career, has a vast knowledge of technology that is showcased on his T4 show website at t4show.com, and now prepares to take his passion and personality from the wrestling business to all of us here at DDP Yoga as he joins the crew in Atlanta. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Richards. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sound good.
Yeah, we can hear you. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. You forgot that I love cats, too. You left that
the cats,
out.
Yes.
Yeah,
I follow you on Facebook, and there's always pictures everywhere. What's this promotion you're doing? You're doing some kind of photo shoot with a bunch of different cats. What's this you're doing with that?
Well, one of the charities that I work with for animal protection, cruelty, and also to get animals into homes is called Show Your Soft Side. So you go to showyoursoftside.org. But any animal shelter, any no-kill shelter, any SPCA, like here at the Great Plains SPCA where I visited today, anybody that needs any help or any time I can lend my name to get a cat or a dog or any animal adopted and saved into a forever home, I'm all for it. So it doesn't matter where it's at or who it is.
That's an awesome charity to go through. And you wouldn't think of a big, you know, strong, like, fit, you know, ass-kicking wrestler to be such a big cat guy. What drew you to the animal specifically?
I just always loved animals. There's something about cats that are just completely different. To me, they always have a unique personality, and I think it's one of the few times that they're not the pets. Actually, the human beings are the pets, and they're the owners. So, I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago that a 6'6" WCW World Champion would be opening up a DDP of the Performance Center, too? So,
yeah.
I mean, we break all stereotypes.
Absolutely. And you talk about Dallas, and we're glad to have you on the show. We appreciate you coming on this week. And, you know, you've been familiar with DDP Yoga for a while now. And we know a lot about your wrestling career. A lot of the DDP Yoga Warriors know a lot about your wrestling career. So if it's all right with you, we'd like to focus more on what you're doing nowadays on the show tonight and talk about your DDP Yoga journey, your journey on your Tech 4 show, and specifically what you're doing moving to Atlanta to do with the DDP Yoga crew in there in Smyrna. Just for a minute, give the backstory on the toll 20-plus years on the ring takes in your body. You know, you had a debilitating neck injury just as your career was starting to take off, kind of the similar situation that Dallas found himself in. How did you find DDP Yoga, and how has that helped you, you know, after the nightly bumps are over?
Well, I mean, the neck injuries and all the major injuries I had, except for my throat, were very early on in my ECW days. So I was in my 20s, so at least I had the benefit that Paige didn't have the benefit of at least youth to be able to endure it. So he was actually blessed a little bit quicker with yoga and then turning it into YRG yoga and then DDP yoga. It was just something that made me more aware of my physical fitness, taking care of my body, and also I learned how to work and protect my body as well. So it didn't really take to that stage until obviously the years and years and years of abuse on my body from wrestling had started to take its toll, especially on my joints, because naturally you're gonna develop some arthritis, even if you've had the most mild of injuries in professional wrestling or any sport. So just like any other guy, and just like Paige and any other guy who gets in his late 30s, early 40s, you start to open yourself up to things like DDP yoga because you, quite frankly, don't have a choice. You know, my left knee, which I was told by doctors a few years ago I would need a knee replacement, it kept locking up in the ring to the point where I couldn't bend it. And obviously you can't run the ropes or do any moves if your legs literally lock straight. And, of course, pain, and my neck pain started to really creep in a little bit more. I wasn't debilitated, but it just was painful. So just like Paige and just like every other guy, like I said, okay, I'll, quote, try the DDP yoga. And when I completely opened up to it by having my back up against the wall, it quickly went from being an auxiliary workout, you know, like people treat abs. They go, okay, I'm going to lift weights, and then I'm going to do some little bit of abs afterwards. It quickly became the primary workout where I said, okay, I'm going to do DDP yoga, and then as an auxiliary part of my regimen, I'm going to lift weights because I feel so much better when I lift weights, but I need to do the DDP yoga before that. And obviously that morphed into if I'm going to wrestle or do anything, well, I'm going to do the YRG workout, which is the absolute greatest warm-up for me before any wrestling match. It calms me down, lengthens my muscles, loosens my joints up, it raises my heart rate, and does a whole bunch of stuff. Even the very first workout he ever put on video, it's still benefiting me to this day.
I spent a lot of time with like a lot of the old school wrestlers, you know, grab a hole, you know, the Greg Valentines, the Tito Santanas, and I see how they walk around nowadays, and they were tough guys, but you know, the stuff you guys did in like the ECW, WCW era was a whole different level of, you know, insanity, the things that were going on there, and you know, to see how you've gracefully, you know, aged and still kept physically fit, you know, after, you know, your daily in-ring, you know, work is over, it's amazing, because I see some of these old-timers who are walking around, and they're in rough shape, but to see, you know, you're still in amazing shape, you work out hard, you're a physical fitness freak, because you can't look like that after the bumps you've taken without having to, you know, work hard at doing this. What does the daily, you know, grind look like for you workout-wise and dietary-wise?
Well, I admittedly, I still have a little bit of ways to go. For some reason, you know, I'm not leaning out as quickly as I'd like to be around my midsection, so I like to kind of call myself skinny fat. So I definitely need to tighten my diet up. That's something that I want to really ask Stacy about and other people. It really, really try to do stuff like that. But my daily regimen, usually I wake up anywhere between 3 to 4 a.m., and what my workouts are now is 7 days a week PDP yoga, whether it's the level one certification workout. Also, I do a lot of the DVD ones. I prefer to go anywhere from Fat Burner all the way up to Double Black Diamond, and there's days dedicated to that. But also, I do lift weights still. I have a three-day split going on right now, so a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But my afternoon workout is either YRG to kind of stretch out, the hip, knee, and back opener that's on the psycho workouts, because my hips are just refusing to open up right now. So that's a little obsession I have. And on the full days of DDP yoga, like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll either do the level one workout and then just 40, 45 minutes of poses like Black Crow. Also, I'll try to do psycho push-ups, which usually I pile drive myself on the floor a few times. recently, Robert has lent me to the some of the custom workouts for Chris Jericho, which I'm really enjoying plugging that in there. And then occasionally I'll do a couple hours just freestyle where I'll try to do, like, you know, 50-second slow burn push-ups or hold for 100 seconds in alligator or do different goals like that, which I haven't succeeded yet, as Paige would say. I can't do those yet, but it's fun. And that's, you know, coming from a certified instructor's thing, or even when I was just a student of, you know, doing the workouts, it was just fun to know, like, calling a match. Okay, well, 3, 5, 10 seconds push-ups or rows, whatever. Hey, what if I do 20 or 25 or 50? Oh, what about on the Hulk up? What if I hold those for 3, 5, 10, 20 when I teach, you know, and stuff like that? What if I extend certain holds? What if I, you know, dynamic resistance? What if I take every single exercise I do when I lift weights, not only pull-ups and rows and push-ups and also buys and tries, what if I incorporate, you know, other stuff in the air, like squats and the calf raises and just anything you can think of bodybuilding-wise, and apply the dynamic resistance or the slow burn reps? It's just an amazing, endless, limitless type of workout that you can teach and also do for yourself. I rambled. I went off on a tangent there. Sorry.
That's interesting. Is this some of the stuff you're going to be doing when you move? Are you going to be, you know, helping DDP and the crew come up with some different workouts?
I'm going to do whatever Paige and you and the team need me to do. That's what I think is going to be great about when I make the move over to Georgia to be there full time as part of the team. What I've looked at is, you know, people have kind of like somewhat defined roles, but everybody helps everybody out in every facet of there, including Paige. So I don't really think, if he asked me, hey, can you do this or can you come up with something? I'd love that, because I'll think of something, but whatever they need me to do is the best answer I can give.
I think one of the greatest things about having you move down to Atlanta, and, you know, obviously, you know, I love Dallas's workouts, and he's the reasons why I started this program, but I've seen Dallas's do Fat Burner 100 times in my DDP yoga practice, and what I'm really looking forward to with the app is actually seeing other people's takes on DDP yoga, and I think that's going to be a great fit to get you in there. Obviously, as an identifiable face, you've been on TV since 95, having an identifiable face that you can throw on the app to do a workout when Dallas isn't available, someone people know and can identify with and actually get a different take of the DDP yoga program. And is that something they're looking to do, is actually, you know, utilize people like you and the yoga doc and Brittany Page to, you know, work on the app and do your own, you know, sort of DDP yoga workouts?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but I really want to stress, and I always say this to anybody, I really want to stress that I have the utmost respect for the core of what these workouts are, of what they are, and what Yoga Doc has created, what Paige has created. And I would rather just err on the side of caution and do exactly what works for everybody and has worked for everybody and will work for everybody and not try to go outside of that. You know what I mean? I don't want to take a chance right now until Paige kind of says, hey, what do you think about this? Or do you want to add this? Or we just come across it, you know, like by accident. I don't want to do anything to bastardize what a great program it is. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now don't get me wrong. I plan on, I have ideas about doing, you know, themed workouts, like all to 80s music or all to love songs or all to the Batman soundtrack and things like that.
Cool.
And kind of design workouts according to and even play the movie in the background kind of thing, like really cool stuff like that I have in my mind.
Think into the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd and the Wizard of Oz.
Well, only nobody's high, so it's great.
I gotta ask. Obviously, you're a believer in DDP yoga. You have been for a while. What is it that made DDP yoga click for you? And I want to bring this point here. There are a million celebrities selling a million different products, and coming from the wrestling business, there's kind of an instant skepticism with everything with the boys. It's assumed everything's a work. You know, everyone's a carny. Where did you realize that Dallas had something that was legit and you really wanted to give it a shot?
When, just like I said in the beginning, when my back was completely up against the wall and injuries and everything else were preventing me from having quality wrestling matches and were preventing me from having quality workouts of whatever we know as cardio and lifting weights and all the impact stuff, because I was a big P90X guy, which I still think P90X has some benefit, but there's impact involved. I think other workouts like Insanity and all those things are a major impact. And if you're not doing any kind of DDP yoga instead of that, or even to try to heal what you're putting your body through, then you're really doing a disservice to your body and to your health and fitness. So I've tried every single one of the beach body workouts. I've tried every single one of the other type of workout programs, home-based and stuff like that. And DDP yoga is like, no matter what, and I like trying those, but at the same time, DDP yoga is the major part of my fitness regimen because it's the only workout that I do that actually I feel better. I don't feel like I've broken my body down when I'm done doing the workouts. I actually feel like doing it again. I feel so good. But I don't push my luck every day like that. Some days I want to do doubles, and I feel great. And no other workout program, like I said, really makes you feel better after you've done it.
And obviously, Paige coming from a wrestling world, you coming from a wrestling world, is there much resistance with the boys anymore, or is it pretty much accepted that enough people have come out and said, enough respected people have come out and said, okay, this is legit? Is there much resistance when you tell the boys you're going to do a show somewhere? Is it pretty much accepted that this is something that's going to help you?
I'll give you an example. I was on Vince Russo's podcast on Sunday, and Vince was at the point kind of like where he's 53 years old, and he's like, I'm just disgusted with myself. I don't like the way I look, and I'm old, and my joints hurt, and I just don't find any other workout really doing anything for me. So he's kind of, that's the first step in kind of like opening your mind to it. So he's doing DDP yoga now. He's on it. He did his second day this morning, and, you know, I'm going to take him through a few workouts. But same thing. Vince, for the longest time, was just like, I don't know, and all that stuff and everything. Because the wrestling business has a lot of egos, and the guys obviously think that everything they do works for them. So to kind of submit and say and admit that, hey, maybe DDP knows a little bit more than I do. Now, I know DDP knows a lot more than I do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pester the hell out of him and everybody else, like Yoga Doc, every single day so I can get that knowledge, just like I did when I came into wrestling, just like I still do when I come across a veteran. I pester the hell out of them because I want to get better at the things I love to do, the things I'm passionate about, that technology, DDP yoga, everything else. So he better get ready. I'm going to bug him.
Which is the way the Dallas came up, too. So he's got to respect that as well. Because, you know, when he's told me countless stories about the power plant just picking the brains of everyone there. So he's got to respect that kind of attitude. And I'm sure, you know, he gets where you're coming from, wanting to be the best he possibly can at, you know, your new endeavor.
I appreciate that. And I was just going to say I'm going to bother Stacey a lot about all her recipes and all the diet stuff and everything. So she has to get, she'll get ready for a ton of Facebook messages soon.
Oh, yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
I actually messaged you about, Stevie, I messaged you a while back about my midsection, and obviously that you said that was an issue for you as well. And my midsection is the last thing to go. I've lost 85 pounds, and it's just, it's killing me get that spare tire off me. And I know that you said that was a problem area for you as well. Do you have any, you know, deep yoga specific, you know, obviously the red hot core is a go-to workout, but any core positions that, you know, are really working for you and shredding that midsection weight?
I would say, number one, you know, you ever hear the saying that abs are made in the kitchen? That's mm-hmm. that's the number one thing I would look at, I mean, objectively, mm-hmm. because we all think that, oh, well, I'll just do extra tomorrow or extra cardio or extra DDP yoga if I eat this thing, and that's where you fall off. It really has to be, I have to be stricter. I know that you probably do, every human being has to be a little bit stricter and healthier with their diet. I would not even call it a diet. I would just say eat differently because you don't want to not eat. But as far as the workouts, I always thought that where my problem was always my obliques or my lower stomach. So obviously lengthening, like you're talking about broken table movements, stuff like that, or even if you're going to go into a side plank and crunch off of that, that would probably be where I would concentrate a lot of my time on too, because you're really hitting that core, you're lengthening and trying to get the lower part of your core. And then obviously your obliques when you're on your side and doing stuff like that in the side plank position, that would probably be a good thing to add on the red hot core if you were going to try to do that. That's just my first thought offhand thinking about it.
That's a great point. And it brings me one of those things. There's a lot of things that I learned from Dallas specifically, which is another reason why you want to get to one of his workshops, because there's a whole slew of, you know, positions that you probably haven't even seen yet that Dallas is keeping in his vocabulary of DDP yoga positions. So if you get to a workshop, there's all kinds of great, you know, positions that you don't even see that, Stevie, you probably know that a lot of people haven't seen on the DDP yoga DVDs yet, and I've learned a bunch of those from Dallas personally. So I think, you know, getting to a workshop is a great way to kind of enhance your DDP yoga, you know, lifestyle as well. And I know you've gone out there and done quite a bit of teaching as well. Are you teaching any classes currently, or are you waiting until you get into the crib to kind of, like, you know, sink your teeth into the DDP yoga, you know, job?
Anybody that ever, you know, I haven't scheduled classes, and when I got certified last year on Labor Day weekend, it was really, really last year before, you know, not this year, but 2013. I was doing a lot of classes, and I was teaching in concurrence with like wrestling shows. So it was really great, a great productive day to do all that one swoop. And a lot of fans and wrestlers came out. But lately, since I moved from the East Coast to the Midwest for the past few months before I'm moving back to Atlanta, really, if somebody just like one of the coworkers said, I really want to do DDP yoga with you tomorrow, so I just take them and do. I think the one-on-one things benefit me too, because I can really gauge a person and really, you know, pay attention like that. But I have taught like two or three or four, maybe six, seven people that just want to take the class. An impromptu type thing. Hey, I heard you really, you know, you really love that DDP yoga. Can I try? Sure. You got your gym clothes? Let's do it now. Why wait? You know, but nothing official like a Matt Hancock or Liz Collins, Christina Russell, who are all doing great. If I'm leaving anybody out, like I know Matt, there's Matt Owen up there in Oregon, and he does one with Medicu. I can't pronounce the name.
Josh
in Alaska. I'm sorry, and also Craig Funk, and I mean the instructors with the way they're scheduling and marketing themselves. You know, are doing a great job. So, you know, it's an inspiration to watch all these level one certified instructors really get the word out and make it a business for themselves.
And you also have another project, and I always go to Dave Orth because Dave Orth talks to you, and he gets the latest fitness, you know, technology devices. And actually, my last heart monitor was a recommendation from you, which I love, the Zephyr. And you have a technology website as well, which kind of goes hand in hand with all the, you know, technological, you know, gadgets coming out with fitness. Can you talk about your T4 show website for a minute and talk about how that's going to, you know, incorporate with the DDP Yoga journey?
Well, right now it's not only so much of a sabbatical, but we're trying to kind of redesign the site. It got a virus, so Cole, my co-host, is actually somewhere listening right now live. He might even be in the chat room or something. But you know, I talked to Paige and I talked to Dylan and a bunch of guys on the team. I really would love to have the T4 show, because I know they have a great studio, great audio equipment, great video equipment, and I would love to be able to borrow that once a week for about an hour to do my show. And that would be something I would hope for, to be able to do everything I love right under one roof would be great. And if not, I'll still have the T4 show. I'll still be doing reviews. To be able to do fitness style tech videos, like for the Scotia Rhythm Plus that I've been reviewing, the Polar H7, the activity trackers I have, even some of the wearables like the Galaxy Gear Fit and other stuff that have activity tracking and heart rate monitor. I'm using the Misfit Shine for my sleep tracking. It's just great to be able to combine all the stuff you love into one deal. That's what I hope. But right now, you know, my number one concern and my number one thing would be, my number one obsession would be to try to be the best instructor and the best DDP Yoga team member that I can, because I want to be every bit as good as Paige someday, you know. And that's a really huge and attainable goal at the same time that I'm looking at.
And when is the scheduled move? When is your time frame of getting over there to Atlanta?
Sometime mid to late November, just have to tie up some loose ends here. I have bookings around the country too. I'm going to be hosting the next, and I'm telling you this first, actually, I'm going to be hosting the next release of the ECW unreleased DVD series. It'll be volume 3. It'll be
And
the Blue Meanie getting back together and going up to Stamford, Connecticut in late November to host the DVD with Joey Styles. And I've already said I want to torture Vince sometime during the DVD production, so hopefully it'll catch that on camera.
That's awesome. I just want to talk about this real quick. The Blue World Order was supposed to be a comedy gimmick. You don't see comedy gimmicks that, you know, resonate almost 20 years later. You go to a Raw and you still see the BWO shirts in the arena. How crazy is that that's taken on a life of its own like that, and you're hosting DVDs 20 years down the road?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it just shows that being entertaining and working hard too, you know, because we were labeled as a comedy act or a parody act, but I think the work showed through, the passion showed through, and obviously, you know, the ECW machine got behind me as Big Stevie Cole when I made the run for the ECW World title, and I think my hard work and just putting in the work to try to be better and try to hang with Terry Funk, the Sandman, Raven, Dreamer, everybody that was involved in that deal, shown through. You know, people appreciated the fact that I was a good worker that was working hard to hopefully be a great worker, and I think they still appreciate that to this day. Whether it's doing wrestling, DDP Yoga, T4 show, people can see through BS, and people can see when somebody really truly tries to work hard. And getting back to the DDP Yoga, I think that's where DDP, where Paige, the old school guys still call him Paige because he used to be Paige Falkenberg. So,
yes.
You know, that, kayfabe, by the way. So anyway, that's why I think the boys, even who are skeptical, look and see, yeah, it's the real deal. All these guys in DDP really has proven, he said he was going to be a yoga guy. He said he was going to come out with fitness DVDs. My God, he 100% of the time, anything that he says he's going to do, he follows through with. So that's something the fans can see through, and I think I'm the same type of person.
And you talk about that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually saw a good article today talking about Goldust and his career resurrection, and you know, talking about how Mick Foley should get on DDP Yoga. And it's just so cool to that it has that kind of impact on people's careers.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin is wow. I mean, every time I see him or you know, talk to him via text or social media or anything, he's a true inspiration because he's hanging with these guys that are half his age, and he's moving. I bet he's blowing them up in the ring. And
yeah,
it's really because of DDP Yoga. And he's a guy that I did a modification video because I wanted a lot of people to see that these guys that they think, you know, never modify, we modify. We modify our workouts. Sometimes you have to drop to a knee. You have to step in. You have to use a block. And Dustin has a huge shoulder issue where I don't think he can really do touchdown with both his arms up in the air. And he was still able to drop how many – I mean, he's the leanest I've ever seen him. He's got to be 220 maybe, if that, and he looks amazing. So, and that's having a major shoulder injury and having limitations while doing the workout, supposed limitations. He's still able to modify and complete the workout. So pretty cool stuff, man. I love Dustin. He's somebody that deserves to be in the position he's in right now.
And when DDP Yoga talks about holding back the hands of time, and you know, specifically you, I saw a video when I was doing some show prep. I saw a video of you working from about 4 months ago. And someone like you, who's been a name in the business for over 20 years, you go out and do these indie shows, they pay you. You don't have to work. You could you know, sit there, you know, sign your autographs, maybe take a bump, and you're good. But you go out there, and you're working hard, and that just shows, you know, the kind of shape you're in, you know, after your, you know, daily in-ring career is over, that you still want to go out there and prove yourself, and you do it with DDP Yoga, you do it with your T4 show, and you do it in the ring, too, and you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, I do have to do it, because people are paying money to either book me, people are paying money to buy tickets. I'll be working this Saturday in Dallas at the Mesquite Rodeo, and you know, I'm in like a three-way or four-way match. I'm sure I could just lay back and do nothing, but that's not me. That's you know, I gotta earn my money. I gotta feel like I've done something, and it's disrespectful to younger talent too to not teach them what was taught to me. Someone could have been lazy with me, Dreamer, Raven. You know, all the veterans that came through ECW when I worked in WWE, even in TNA working with some veterans, they could have been pretty lazy and not taught me anything or not put forth an effort. I mean, how disrespectful is that to me to not pay it forward? So that's the way I look at it. And I enjoy it. I really do. And I think, my full-time days of wrestling, you could say they're over. I don't think they're over. I'm not getting booked full time. Like, wrestlers never retire; they only stop getting booked. So that's the way I look at it. I would turn down a full time offer because, like I said, DDP Yoga will be more than a full time position. So I would never, split my energy between that and anything else. If I can, you know, there's no way. It's not negotiable.
Yeah, I remember one of the recent matches I saw with you and Luke Hawks for the Extreme Racing Championship, and you guys had a good feud going there.
Yeah, we still have great chemistry, and Luke, it's great you mentioned his name because I really try to go out of my way to talk about him because I just believe that Luke is a star, and Luke is somebody that can be kind of like, you know, a star that's completely different, not cookie cutter, no hole. You know, I think the thing that holds Luke back is the fact that he's real, that people look at him and they go, oh, my God, what would we do with this guy? He seems out of control, and he seems like he's a loose cannon, or he seems like he just can't be, like, tamed or anything. But that's exactly why he's a draw, and he's one of the top indie stars in the entire world. So I think Luke should be a star in WWE without a doubt, but I think that's why they're a little scared because he doesn't fit the mold of anything right now. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe I'll politic for him when I go up to Stanford on November 20th.
I'll tell you what,
he's a great kid too. He's a great person, a great friend, and I love him to death. And if I could do anything to give Luke an opportunity to be a star in this business, I would definitely, he's the first one I would say deserves it, that's out there, deserves to get signed by WWE.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is I originally met him when I was doing interviews for the Chris Kanyon book, so that was 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And still to this day, he's just one of the coolest guys I've ever met. He's just a solid, solid guy.
Yeah, him and Kanyon were really close, and it really hit him hard when Chris died, and he still talks about him and tells funny stories. We were just up at a casino show in Minnesota, and we drove from Wisconsin. We drove from Minnesota to Wisconsin, and, you know, he was telling some stories about Kanyon and stuff. And I knew Kanyon, too. He was just a nice guy. I mean, just a nice guy who loved this wrestling business. I'm convinced if he were alive today, he would be right next to Paige teaching DDP yoga and just helping people, because that was in Chris's nature when he was around. He just wanted to help people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. And what is driving, I mean, obviously you've had a career, you've had a trade for the past 20 years. How hard is it to kind of just reinvent yourself like that and just get into a business that you haven't done before and start with DDP Yoga fresh? Is it intimidating or is it exciting? I know you're really passionate about it, but, you know, in all reality, you're completely changing gears from what you've known for the past 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's scary as hell. It really is. But I've also, since I left WWE in 2008 or I was released, I've also worked in the real world. I worked for tech companies. I've done marketing, social media, personal training. I've done a ton of different things. You know, I definitely am scared of a new opportunity, scared of a move. That it's a bunch of change all at once. But I know what I'm entering as far as the support system, too. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it secondhand through Jake and Scott, Dylan, everybody that's made that thing. And every time I talk to anybody talking to Paige, Yoga Doc, anybody on the team, from top to bottom, they make me feel wanted there. They make me feel like I'm wanted, you know, and I'm a part of the team. And there's none of this stuff from wrestling. Like Paige will always say, you don't have to worry about the negative anxiety or the bullshit that you've experienced in wrestling. He goes, I don't want that here, and I don't tolerate that here. And, you know, it's like he says in a workout, check your ego at the door, and I'm sure that's across the board. And I love that because, you know, I don't know. Everybody wants to feel like they belong somewhere, and that's one place where I'm always made to feel like I belong. Just like I'm sure on this radio show, the Facebook page, everywhere else, people are made to feel welcome. And anybody else who doesn't have that attitude, it's not tolerable. It's not tolerated.
Yeah, if Diamond Dallas Page, 3-time world champion, movie star, all this stuff, can check his ego at the door, we over here can check our ego. So that's the way I look at it.
Try to open up your hips. You'll definitely check your ego after that. It's hard as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to fire off a quick lightning round of DDP Yoga questions just to give me your thoughts, like, just real quick on, like, just a few questions here. First one, favorite DDP Yoga workout?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. You started with a tough one. Diamond cutter.
Favorite exercise gadget of the moment?
Rhythm Plus, Scotia Rhythm Plus.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to take that back. The iPad Mini, because I use it whether I do cardio, DDP yoga, it's all the workouts are on there. Whatever I do, the iPad Mini is always with me.
All right. There we go. What about DDP yoga position you have not mastered yet?
Cycle push-ups.
All right. Favorite time to work out, morning, afternoon, or night?
All three, within a day, so 3 times a day. No, I'm
kidding. That wouldn't surprise me.
Favorite time is very, very early in the morning because it's just me. Can somebody finish this? Think of this word. When you're all alone, it's almost spiritual in a way. When you work out 4 a.m, there's nobody there. It's like you own the gym. It's like it's yours and you paid for it, and this is such a cool feeling. So Yeah, probably early, very early in the morning. 4 a.m. at the latest is what I work out.
Oh, my
God. That's crazy.
I'm usually just getting into a good sleep by then.
Well, they used to call me Wacko Stevie, so I guess that's why.
Well, we'll let you go real shortly so you can get to bed and get up insanely.
You know what's funny is, you know what's funny is Dreamer always made fun of me for waking up early. We used to room together, and I used to have, just as a joke, because it was Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, it used to be the ECW theme for the show, and Dreamer would come in, and he would be so tired because he couldn't go back to sleep after I'd wake up at 4:30 in the morning or whatever and go to the gym, no matter where we were, whatever time zone, it didn't matter. And he would go up, and we'd be in catering, and he'd sit there, and everybody would look at him. He goes, "Do you know what time the bodies hit the floor this morning? 4:30.
Oh,
boy.
That's awesome. Ashley, well, two more lightning round. Favorite DDP yoga position, the one you get the most out of?
The can opener, even though I haven't mastered that yet either. Can opener.
All right. And last, F-bomb or the DDP yoga position?
F-bomb on the DDP yoga position?
Yeah, which one makes you swear? Which one makes you drop the F-bomb?
Well, there's a few. there's quite a few. I would say the one, you know, the one in the hip opener where you bring your foot over and then you're trying to breathe into it and then bring your elbow against the top knee.
Yeah.
And turn. And then you go into the Indian pose. I can't even get my elbow to the part, you know, where I'm trying to turn and then put it down. There's usually a few, there's a MFers and F and C word and all that stuff comes out of my mouth.
Oh, nice. Well, we're going to let you go in just a minute. I know you have to get up an insanely early hour to work out and kick some ass. You probably kicked more ass by 4 a.m. than I have by, like, now. So good for you for that. I am not a morning person.
More importantly, I play more video games by 6 a.m. than anybody. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. Can I just ask you, Stevie, because that's one of the things I'm struggling with is getting to bed at a good hour. Are you just a natural early bird? Do you just get tired easily, or do you have to condition yourself into this schedule?
I am an early riser no matter what, but what used to help me, I don't have it right now, what used to help me was I had three cats. So the cats would want to go to bed at 8:30, and they have a particular routine. Like I said, I was the pet, and they were the owner. So, you know, I had to let one be on my chest, pet that one, then the other one would come and on my leg, and I'd have to pet that one, and it was a very relaxing thing. So no matter what, I had to go to bed early. I do believe that rest in general, is that's when you heal. That's when your muscles grow. That's when everything happens. Even DDP yoga, the healing nature of that, you're still working out, and you need to rest those muscles. So I always think of it that way. And whatever I eat today and however I rest tonight will fuel my workout tomorrow. So it's more mental than anything. I mean, but then again, I think about stuff too, just like you, Stacey, just like everybody else. Things are on my mind, and you just can't sleep. It's you know, it's hard. I don't know, but you know what? I do too, and I don't know if this helps you if you're an early riser. It's a little competition. I have to be the first one at the gym in the morning. If I'm not, I felt like I lost, and it pisses me off. If I'm the person before me, so it's motivation though. I beat everybody in the gym, so I got a head start on everybody in the world.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what life is. Just, you know, making, you know, competition for yourself. It's making goals and achieving them or not achieving them and moving on. But you know, life is all about little tiny goals. And you know, you with your wrestling career, with the T4 show, and now with your move to DDP yoga in Atlanta, we wish you well on all your future goals, and we thank you for coming on the show. I am personally getting certified, in the process of getting certified for DDP yoga. I'd love to pick your brain sometime, and thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, guys, and I'm sure when you pick my brain, I'll learn stuff from you, and I'll learn stuff from everybody. So if anybody has any suggestions on how I can get better, that's really what I want. I want people to help me every bit as much as I can help them. So we're all in this together.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Stevie. We appreciate it. And kick ass in Atlanta. I know you'll do awesome over there. I look forward to seeing you with the DDP Yoga crew. And thank you for coming on the show.
And happy birthday. You had a birthday this month, so happy birthday to you.
I ignore those.
Sorry, didn't let it out of the bag.
No, it's okay. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Right, take care, bye-bye. Stevie. Thank you so much. Stevie Richards for DDP Yoga, great guy. Stacy, you obviously, you know what a great guy Stevie is. Robert, you know what a great guy Stevie is, and it's awesome that he's moving to the DDP Yoga crew to kind of help DDP Yoga take it to the next level, because, you know, a name like Stevie Richards, who's been around for 20 years, can then do nothing but elevate the status of DDP Yoga.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, he's going to be
absolutely
a great addition.
Yep, absolutely. And we didn't take any callers tonight. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, I think. But we will get to callers next week. So thank you very much to Stevie Richards for coming on the show. Want to play one of the outros to wrap it up? We didn't really plan that ahead of time, but we have to get one of those podcast things out there as well. So I'm going to see if I can get Robert to grab one of those real quick. But until then, Stevie Richards, thank you for joining us this week. Make sure you check out his technology site at t4show.com. And, of course, you'll be seeing a lot more of Stevie in the DDP Yoga world. So stay tuned for that. But you guys want to wrap things up?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, let's wrap. Have a great week, everyone.
All right, until next time, thank you, Robert, for holding down the fort with us at the DDP Yoga Megaplex down there in Florida. In addition to his witty drop-ins in the show. He also keeps us in the air, so thank you, Robert, or curse him for that. But Robert has a lot going on, usually with queuing callers and the tech stuff, so he doesn't get to get on and say a whole lot, but when he does, he makes it count. He's kind of like the Silent Bob of DDP Radio. When he speaks, you better listen.
Mm-hmm.
And also, thanks to Stacey Morris. Don't forget to check her out at staceymorris.com and grab a copy of her Stacey Morris Clean Comfort Cookbook /memoir/... you know, life guide at stacymorriscleancomfort.com, or you can grab a signed copy from her for $21 if you email her at stacymorris345.com, and she'll also sign it for you as well.
Thank you, Mike. And let's not forget your wonderful Mike at 90% blog.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mike at 90%.com. You can always find me there. Message me. Had a lot of great messages lately, so I appreciate all you guys. Your feedback and all that stuff. Until next time, thank you guys for listening. Thanks to Stevie Richards, Dancing Stevie Richards. Own your week, maniacs. Until next week, see ya.
But first, I really can't say enough about my friend Diamond Dallas Page and his DDP yoga program. It's absolutely amazing. You know, Dally, as he's called by his buddies, he's quite the salesman. But the great thing about it is that he's got a product that works. It really does. It's the real deal. One of my best friends in the world, Jerry Briscoe, WWE Hall of Famer, Oklahoma native, a proud member of the Chickasaw Nation. Jerry's been telling me for a long time now how DDP Yoga has helped him. Jerry's 68 years old, still travels, recruits hard for WWE in the amateur wrestling world. He's on the road a lot, on airplanes. He's in hotels, but he makes time for the DDP Yoga. And it has physically helped him endure, make him stronger, help him heal. You know, Jerry had at one time had three strokes in just a matter of hours. So I know that DDP Yoga has helped him a great deal. Jake the Snake, he's had some health scares recently. Think of where Jake would be if he had been in the same physical condition two or three years ago during these recent health scares. His body would have been so much weaker. It would have been harder for Jake to fight off the illnesses that he's been suffering. So all I'm saying is that I've seen it work on guys, and I believe in it. So I think that if you got any desire to improve yourself, it's awesome. This is a cardio workout that will improve your flexibility. How's that? It will also help you build muscle and strengthen your core, which I find to be very important. And it's easy on our joints. So there you go. If you go to DDPYoga/Jim Ross, here's what you get. You get 30% off the retail price. So that's a hell of a deal. 30% off the retail price simply by going to DDPYoga.com/Jim Ross. And that's it. And that's, by the way, Jim Ross. That's my name, J-I-M-R-O-S-S. Give DDP Yoga a shot. You will not be disappointed.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.